Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalid. We're on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're like about eight lines from the bottom where it says Nehemiah. Nehemiah bereid Rav Chanilai. Nehemiah, the son of Rav Chanilai. Mishkatzei Shmaita. He was busy in his learning. He was so engrossed in his learning, he's walking, I didn't even know he's walking. Next thing you know, he's outside the Tchum. He's not like miles outside the Tchum, he's right outside the Tchum. So Amalei Rav Chista or Rav Nachman, Rav Chista says to Rav Nachman, Nehemiah Talmidah, Nehemiah Talmud, Shari B'Tzar. He's sitting in Tzar, he's sitting in pain. Why? Because he can't go anywhere. He's stuck. Amalei, make a machitza of people and bring him back in. In other words, go take 20 people, surround him with the 20 people. You've now made an Eruv, a machitza, right? And now let those 20 people walk. He'll be stuck in that machitza, in that area. And then once he gets into his tchum, he can go back home. Okay?
So on Shabbos you can create
mechitzas? That we said a long time ago, on Shabbos you can create mechitzas.
How old are those
people? Huh? That's a good question. Those people can only go there if they have that tchum to go there.
Or they're from around.
It's going to take a long time to
find it. All right. So, Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman and Yitzchak were sitting there. Achore de Rava, behind Rava. The Yosef Rava Kamed Rav Nachman. And Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Tosfos brings the raya from here that Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak are two different people. There's two different people sitting here. One's Rav Nachman and one's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Anyway, Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak le Rava. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says to Rava, my kami baile Rav Chista. So what exactly was the question to Rav Chista? What do you ask him? Ilema bidemali gavru askinon. Is it that Rav Chista had enough people? Rav Chista had people. He had 100 people, 1,000 people. That wasn't the issue. And Mr. Ford said, well, how do you know they all? He had those people. That wasn't the issue. Kami Baile, what was the issue? Hilchatzah Korban Gamliel? Oh, ain't Alachah Korban Gamliel? The question was, do we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel? Or do we not paskin like Rabbi Gamliel? That what? No, that's not, that's where below. That's the next thing, right? Do we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel that what? That if you go out b'shoge, you can come back in, right? Which was b'shoge, this guy was b'shoge. If it happens b'shoge, you can get brought back in. Was that the shayla? Do we hold like that? Now, the Gemara is going to say, that's of course, we said yesterday six times, we paskin like that. Oh, Dilma, maybe the shayla was like this. Bidilo moli gavriaskin. He didn't have enough people. Bekami boyle. The question really was halacha krebi eliezer or ain halacha krebi eliezer. Do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer or do we not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? What's Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold in a few days from now. I think maybe tomorrow. Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. That what? Look at Rashi. The Amar b'Masnisin, Mi sheyatzo chutz l'tchum, shtei amos yikanes. You really get two extra amos. Why do you get two extra amos? Because really you have four amos, right? Each person gets four amos, but you yourself somehow you get two amos. Correct. We've had before. So really, it's two extra amos, because you yourself are four amos, and wherever you are, less than half yourself is being used. So maybe you get two extra amos. That was the question. So the Gemara answers.
Well, what's the question?
Huh? Do we hold like that?
He doesn't need a group of mechitzas.
Correct.
He doesn't need
the people at all. Like, he didn't have people. What happened was he walked mamish one foot outside. Oh my goodness. My tchum's right here. I went one foot out. I'm still within two amos. What do I do? Go after Chista. Right, go after Chista. That's the question. Do hold like
four amos.
What?
Each person has four amos.
Right. Each person has four amos. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you only get an additional two because you yourself are two. We'll see tomorrow. It's all complicated.
So, how do you calculate the four amos?
Yeah. So you only get two.
Is it four amos from you, or are you two and then plus two?
So Pshita, obviously, Bidelo mol gavri askinan. We're talking about bidelo mol gavri askinan. He didn't have enough people. And the question was, do we hold like Rabbi Eliezer or not? These are kadaitach bidelo mol gavri askinan. Because if you hold that you did have enough people, mighty boyle. What was the question? Why? Hamar of Rav, halacha k'rabbi Gamliel, b'dir b'tar b'tzvina. We hold like him. What kind of question was that? Obviously, the question was that we know. But we don't have people. The question was, do we hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Tosfos asks, why can't you, he didn't have any people? He didn't have enough people. So why can't you like you create a mechitza, huh? What? A smaller mechitza, or use the same person twice? Right. Do it running on the other side. So we're going to see another base. This only works if the people don't know why they're being called down. Why that is true, we'll see on Amid Beis. So they can't know that they're being used for a mechitza. They can't know. Right? If they know, it doesn't work. So you can't tell a guy, okay, now go over there, because now go over there. You can't do that to people. They can't know why. Rav Chista was able to know why. Rav Chista was not part of the group. He wasn't going to encircle him. He was the rabbi. So Rav Chista could know. But the people that they got, they can't know. We'll see on Amid Beis. What are they going to tell? A little bit, you answered why. What are they going to tell him? I don't know what they're going to tell these people. Go out over there, and there's a guy there sick. The chemi is not feeling well. Go, maybe. I don't know what they're going to tell him. But if they know, it doesn't work. Right, surprise party.
It's like asking a diet, take your food.
Right. Exactly, similar. How are you going to get these people to do this?
How are they getting there exactly? How are they getting beyond their tchum?
So he answered, we said before, they must have had a longer tchum. This Nechemi had a tchum at spot A. These 20 people have a tchum at spot B. So at spot A, they're in the tchum still.
What, he's in the email on Shabbos? Whoever has a tchum beyond
the... Yeah.
How are you
getting it? Elevadai kim bidlo moli gabri eskinen. Rabbi Eliezer kami boile. And the question was, do we hold up Rabbi Eliezer? That was the question. Dekanami, I'll tell you the truth. You can even prove that. Teka amar le yikanes. Because we said yikanes. My yikanes? What does it mean yikanes? Look at Rashi. The Amar Le, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, third line. Aseh lo mechitza shel bnei adam. Make a mechitza of people. The yikanes. Lama le lebe ma yikanes. Ela hachi kamar. Asa mechitza ad shtayim. V'yacha kach yikanes hu me'atzom below mechitza. In other words, make a mechitza. Maybe there are people there. Make a mechitza of until two. And then until he's within two amos, and once he's within two amos, it's good. It's good to go. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ikanes lav below mechitza." Obviously, ma'ikanes lav doesn't mean below mechitza. Okay. Eisir of Nachman Beitzach L'Rava. We have a halacha by Sukkah as follows: Nafal Dofna. Let's say a wall fell down. One of the walls of Sukkah fell down. So lo yamid ba adam behema v'kelim. You can't take a person or behema or kelim and fix the wall on Sukkos. You can't do that.
Fix the wall and become part of the wall.
Fix the wall. Make it into a wall. The wall broke. The wall fell down. So I get four people. We have to eat lunch. Stand there during lunch. Read books. Stand there, and we'll able to eat lunch. V'lo yizkof es hamita. You can't put a bed. Lifros aleha sadin to make a bed. Because you're not allowed to make a temporary ohel. And by putting a wall there, you're making a temporary ohel. You can't do that. Beyond if you can't do it. Yeah, but that's the same thing. By putting a wall there, you made an ohel. Because you just now made a sukkah. So you can't do that. Beyond the Vein Tzachlom B'Shabbos. You can't do it on Yontif, and for sure you can do it on Shabbos. Amalei. At Amarta Limeha, you just brought me the following brisa. Vana Amina Lachmehai. And I'll tell you another brisa. Listen to this brisa. Osi Adam is Chaver or Dofen. You're allowed to use a person for a wall. Kadesha Yochal Vyishta Vyash Vyishe. So you can eat, drink, or go to sleep in a sukkah. So the truth is now, the two brises contradict each other. Right? So we're going to have to resolve that contradiction. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, it says, you're allowed to use a person. Kadesha Yochal Yishta the Yishan. Says Rashi, Iker mitzvasa shel sukkah, gimel dvarim halalu. The Iker mitzvah of a sukkah is these three things. In case you didn't know, these three things. What? Eating, drinking, and sleeping. The Braisa continues. The Yizkov es Hamita. You can prop up a bed. The Yifros Aleh HaSadin. Or to cover, take a sheet. Kadesh Lo Tipol Chama Al Hamith. So that the sun shouldn't ruin, decay a dead body. V'ala Ochlen or food. So Kashi Na Hadadi. These two Braises totally contradict each other. Right? They contradict each other. One said...
The
first price of the wall fell down. So you can't use people.
This one doesn't mention a wall
falling. Fine, but the point is you can use people. So which one is it? Can you or can't you? So Kasha Nahadadi. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, not a Kasha, it's a locus of people. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbanon. One's Rabbi Eliezer, one's Rabbanon. Which Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbanon? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah that says like this. We learned this Mishnah at least like a number of times in Masechta Shabbos. Tekaka chalon, you have an opening of a window, so there was no such thing as, they don't have a window in those days, it was a hole in the wall. And then they had like a board they would use to plug up the hole. So that board, can you take that board and plug up a window on Shabbos? So machlokas. Tekaka chalon, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Bizman shekosher v'taloi, if the board is tied and connected to the wall, pokekinbo, then you're allowed to stuff it up. Why? It's no different than closing a door on Shabbos. You're like, close the door on Shabbos? Of course you are. Ah, you're building? You just close the door? It's not building. So the window is the same thing. You have a window. You have an opening in the hole in the house with a board. The board's connected to the house. So of course you can stuff that up. V'yem lav ain't poking bo. And if not, you can't. Right? You want to get a place in the garage? You can't do that. V'chacham omrim. Ben kach u'ben kach poking bo. No matter what you can. No matter what you can. Right? What do you see from here? They're arguing about making a temporary ohel on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer is much more machmir. He says, no. If the board is connected, then you're not doing anything wrong. That's nothing. But if the board, you can't go to the garage and get a board. Why not? It's a temporary ohel. He would hold, you can't get people or animals and make them into a sukkah. You can't do that. And the chachamim would say, no, you can go to the garage. Right? You can. They would hold. You can take people and make a wall. No problem. Says the Gemara, that can't be the answer to our stira, because v'ha itmar Allah, right? We learned about this. What this? This machlokes, right? Look at Rashi. V'ha itmar Allah. Da'filu Rabbanon lo shor. The Rabbanon don't argue only regarding the issue of being mosif. In other words, the Rabbanon agree, you're not allowed to build a wall on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. Let's say the wall of your house fell down. So the Rabbanon will hold, you can build a new wall on Shabbos? No, of course not. What if it's with temporary materials? Also not. They only argue on a window. Why are they only on a window? Because the wall's already there. It's 90% there. So for 10%, you want to plug up the window. So that, can you do that? The Chacham say, yeah, you know why? Kigon, Pekat Chalon, the Tosefes Ba'almahu. It's just adding on a little bit. What if the window wasn't plugged up? What's going to happen to you? Nothing. No, so then everyone agrees you can do it. If it's attached to the house, then everyone agrees. Here, it's not attached to the house. It's in the garage. However, it's one little window. Then the Chacham say it's no problem. The whole wall came down. What, the Chacham say you can put a new wall up? Of course not. Right? Braisa Shari Lameved Dofin Lachachila. The Braisa said you could build a wall of Chachila, build a whole new wall. How are you building it? You're building it temporarily. You're building it with people or kalim or animals. So what? No one holds you can do that, right? Amar Rabba Bar Barachan Amar Yochanan Hakol Modim Sheit Osen Ol Arai Betchilu BeYamtiv Veitzar Cholam BeShabbos. Everyone agrees you can't do that on Shabbos or Yamtiv. Well, Nechalku. The only issue is El Hosif. Can you add on? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ain Mosif from BeYamtiv. You cannot do that. And for sure not on Shabbos. So the case of the window and the case of the sukkah have nothing to do with each other. The case of the window, your wall is 90% done, you have a little hole, it's maybe raining, you want to put the hole in and you want to now plug up the hole. Can you? That's a machlokas.
Why isn't that considered
mosif? It is mosif. Oh. That's mosif. So Rabbi the Chacham said that's mutter. Rabbi Elias is very machmer. It's still aser. Right? Even though it's just mosif, just one little hole, it's still machmer. But to build a wall of chachila, no one agrees with that. No one says you can do that. And that's what's going on over here. The sukkah fell down. So we have a stira. One brayer says you can fix the sukkah, and one brayer says you cannot fix the sukkah. Right? So we said it's a machlokas. It's not a machlokas about that. So stuck. How do we resolve the brayer? The contradiction.
We could have finished the binyan with very small items. Why does size matter? I just don't size matter. You know, why does size matter here? We've had cases where, you know, that's his area. But why does it make a difference, you know, a big window, small window, big wall? We had binyan was tiny.
So the question is, what's mosif?
Yeah.
Right? What's mosif? You have a wall. It's a good question what you're asking. So here, what's mosif? I already have a wall. I have a whole house. Now, I have a window. How big is the window? That's an amma by an amma. Yeah. So if I plug up that window, that's binyan. So we do say that if you make a drill a hole, even any mashahu, right? So I guess I have to figure out, we have to explain why. Maybe because it's made to be done like that. So why isn't closing the door binyan? The door's open and I closed it. Why isn't that binyan?
That's part of the house.
Really. So exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly the same thing. It's part of the house. It's made that way. It's supposed to be there. It's not binyan. So there's a machlokas. What about taking a board and putting it into the window?
Between windows, it would be binyan.
Probably not. No, this is something that's normal. It's made this way, and this is what's functional. It's functioning, and that's not considered binyan. What exactly? Where do you cross that line? I'm not sure. So we're stuck with a contradiction between the two brides.
Many years ago, there's a shadow that tree said.
About what? Right, right.
You have a window over there already, and this thing is rolled up before Shabbos. You have to manually crank it down. So you let it manually crank it down because it's adding extra stability to the window or whatever it is.
Right, because those things are so strong. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know the parameters. Right. Ella, lo kasha. A different resolution. A different machlokas. Harab Meir, Harab Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? Ditanya. Asal the behema dofin l'sukkah. What if you use an animal as a wall of a sukkah? Right? Before yondif. You got your pet, elephant, and you put it by the... And it's going to stay there the whole time. It can stay there. So Rameir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. It's a machlokas. Rameir the kapasel. Why does Rameir hold its pasel? Hasam. Rameir the kapasel hasam. Rameir says you cannot use an animal for a wall of a sukkah. Alma, he holds, lav machitzahi. It's not a machitza. An animal is nothing. Therefore, hachashari. Then you could put it there on Shabbos. Why? Dilav midika ovid. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Right? Fine. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. But you hear the answer? You didn't do anything. Says Rashi, the law of midika ovid, the kivan the law masakin l'sukkah, since you didn't fix the sukkah, af agav the ovid ohel, even though you made it ohel, shari is shari, the kasavar, because he must hold osin ohel arai. You made an ohel arai. Faha the law masakin sukkah, enu ela ohel arai vishari. The you didn't fix the sukkah, but it's an ohel arai, says Rashi. I have a very good question, Allah, about this. That we said you're doing this so that you could eat, drink, and sleep in the sukkah. Alma l'takara l'sukkah ka'asi. You're making it to fix the sukkah. What kind of answer is this? The Rameir holds that it's not a valid wall. Therefore, you could put it there. Since he didn't do anything, it's not a valid wall. But we just said you want to do it to get a valid wall, to get a sukkah out of it. What kind of answer is this? So the Gemara answers, we're going to anyway disprove this answer. Anyway, we're going to slug up this answer. We're going to give other questions. Says Rashi, I don't have to bother answering it. The Gemara itself is going to answer it. It's not a good answer. So back to the Gemara. Rav Yehuda, and according to Rav Yehuda, the Kamachshir Hasam, he allows an elephant for his wall of a sukkah. Alma, obviously, mechitahui. It's good mechita. So hacha, asr. So therefore it's asr. You can't put it there on Shabbos because it's asr. Why? It's a good mechita. So think about Vitispera. Wait a minute. This whole thing. Ema, dishmatz, leila, Rameir. When did Rameir say his din? behema by a behema. Adam v'kelim mish masle. What about Adam and Kalim? What about a person? Rameir said by a sook, by a animal, nothing. What about a person? Right? What about Kalim? Isn't Kalim a good mechitza? How about I take boards and I stick them over there? What's Rameir's issue? What would be his problem? That wouldn't be good? You answer just the animal part. What about the rest? But I take a bunch of boards and I put them there. How about books? I pile them up. So that wouldn't be good? Of course it would be good. This is not a good answer. Rameir only spoke about one out of the three, right? How could the Brisa say he could do this on Shabbos? Or Yontif, to make a wall for a sukkah. Yeah, Rameir said an animal now. What about the rest? What about the other cases? For Sue also, Rameir, Aliba Deman. Who's Rameir going like? E Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. If he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that what? That to be Moses, you're allowed to be Moses. Lahosif, Nami Osir. Then even being Moses would be Osir. Ella Aliba de Rabbanon. But now, according to the Rabbanon, who hold, you're allowed to take a board and put up the window. Eimer de Amar Rabbanon Lahosif. Lechachila mi Amar. Yeah, if it's already there, the wall's over, 90% of the wall's there. You just want to close up the window. Chamo matter that. Rameir allows you to build a wall from scratch on Yom Tov because you need a wall for a sukkah? That can't be right. So we haven't answered the stira. Ella, the answer is as follows. Ha v'ha Rabbanan. The answer is the Rabbanan. V'kelim akelim lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, when is it usher? This is the answer, by the way. When is it usher? B'dofen shlishis. When it's the third wall. If it's the third wall of a sukkah, putting up that wall makes it into a sukkah. Without three walls, I don't have a sukkah. Fourth wall, who needs a fourth wall? Ha, bedofen revi. If it's the fourth wall, I don't need a fourth wall. People like having one. Why do they like having one? Because it's private. So they like it. Nobody wants an open three, open wall. People have it in kosher. If you see them in place certain times, somebody see that. Maybe like by the restaurant. You see such a thing. Nothing wrong with it. But people would prefer a fourth wall. So what's that fourth wall really? What's that fourth wall really? Is that fourth wall halachic wall? No. Not a halachic wall at all. What is it? For privacy. So for that, it doesn't make a difference. That you can do even on Shabbos. Even on Yom Tov. No problem. Says Rashi.
Why wouldn't that be bonus on Shabbos?
Look at Rashi. The b'shtei defanos, with two walls, ain kari ohel. Two walls, it's not called an ohel. Why is it not called an ohel? It's not a sukkah. It's nothing. Two walls is nothing.
They're equating ohel and sukkah?
It's the same thing, because by making it into a sukkah, you've made an ohel. You've created a building. You've now made a kosher sukkah.
Ohel doesn't mean
four. Ohel doesn't mean a roof. Ohel means a valid area. So, v'chi'ovet badofen shlishis, when you make the third wall, mashvile oil, you've now created an ohel. How'd you create an ohel? By creating a valid halachic sukkah. Umodu rabbanan de'enos an ohel harayah b'chila. Everybody holds. You cannot make an ohel harayah on a Shabbos. Nobody holds you can do that. Even the rabbanan who were maker by the window, that had to be 90% of the wall had to be there. Here, 0% of the wall is here. Therefore, you can't do this. You can't use people, you can't use anything. Fahad Tani Mutter, Bedofen Revius. We're talking about the fourth wall. Fourth wall. Who needs that wall? Dibalab Hachi Havi Ohel. Without the wall, it's an Ohel. Vahai Tosefes Ba'almahu. It's just Tosefes Ba'alma, says Rashi. You hear that, Rashi? It's just Tosefes extra. Rabbanon Tamayhu. Damri Musafin Ohel B'Shabbos. According to Rabbanon, can you put a window up on Shabbos? Yes. According to Rabbanon, can you put a fourth wall up on Shabbos? Yes. It's no different than a window.
Why isn't it
bonus? Because it's no different than a window.
But you're building a wall.
What?
You're actually building
correct.
A wall.
I don't need that wall.
It's not
a halachic wall. It's not a halachic wall.
A window's a whole wall.
I hear.
You're building a whole wall. Why isn't it bonus? Forget about ohel. Why isn't it bonus?
Why didn't it go to the chol?
What?
Why isn't it go to the chol?
So it might not be go to the chol. You need it for a mitzvah. I need it to, otherwise, I want to have a sukkah, whatever. You do? Why is it not bona? So the reason it's probably not bona, because what are you using? People? People? So we're going to address that in a minute. What are you using? People?
No,
I got my neighbors. Come stand there. Have some privacy by lunch. You're not building a wall.
Taking material and building a wall. You're using people.
You're using people. You're using a bunch of...
Where we are right now, he's building a wall.
How's he building it? How's it...
Rashi's talking about you're building a wall.
What are you building it with? You're building it with animals and people and...
Where does it say that?
That's what you do. What do you mean, where does it say? That's what we're talking about. Right.
We're talking about a regular wall.
No, we're not. We're talking about Adam, Kalim, or Behemoth.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. So it's not Bona. That's for sure not. It's not probably not over the Dachal. Over the Dachal is a very slippery slope. Whenever you want to ask for something, you say it's over the Dachal. And whenever you want to mock, you say it's not. So that's a slippery slope, right? Whenever they want to say it, you can't do that. It's over the Dachal. Well, all you can do, it's not a problem. So, and what else is left? The only other thing left is what is left. Ohel Arai. So Rashi compares it to putting up a window. That's a little bit of a stretch, right? Because you made from 0 to 100, and as opposed to the wall, you went from 90 to 100, putting in a window. It's a little bit of a stretch.
It's not 0 to 100, because you've only put in the wall. It doesn't matter. So it's exactly. 0 to 0.
I know. It doesn't matter halachically. Then why are you doing it? Because you want privacy. You don't want that wall open to the street. You want to be full private. So I'll take something and make it private. Mm-hmm. I understand. Halachically, you don't need it. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a stretch, but that's what the Gemara says. That answers the stira. If you need the wall, you can't do it. It's a funny thing. If you need it, you're stuck. If you don't need it, then you can do it. Right?
In terms of Hilchos Ohel by a mace, all we need is three walls and you have missing...
So that's a whole different thing. Because that's by Tumah. It's a whole different...
Why?
It's a whole different category. It's a whole different thing.
Ohel
is three walls. Where Tumah goes to another room?
No, there's a mace in a room with only three walls.
Is there a roof? You need a roof.
The roof is the problem,
not the walls.
Yeah, but you have two walls okay also?
Like correct, that. Yes. What if you're outside and there's a chuppah? There's no walls. You don't need walls, but there's a covering. And you're under there with the mace. Of course you're tummy. You don't even need walls. Exactly, that's it. It's not the same ohel. Same word. Gemara has nothing else to call it. They call it ohel. Dikanami, by the way, I'll prove to you this is right. Diktani nafal dofna. It says its wall fell. Shma mina. You see, I'm right. What do you mean, its wall? What does it mean, its wall? Right? Right, so Rashi says, Demashma dofet shehi niteres ba. It's the wall that you need. Right? Okay, fine. Very good. Now, Ella Adam Kasha. What about people? We still haven't answered the question about. So we answered the question about Behemoth. We answered Caleb. What about people? There's a steer with people. Can you make people or not? Adam Abba Nabi Lokasha. People also is not a kasha. In other words, we said that you could use people for a sukkah. Well, why is it Adam a kasha? One bride said it's usher, one bride said it's mutter. Khan, when is it usher? Lodas. It's usher if they know. If they know that they're being used for a machitza, it's usher. That's how we started off the Gemara. The student walked outside the tchum, so you can go get people and surround him and bring him back in, but they can't know. Kan shalolodas. Other time, when it's mutter, is if they don't know what to be. So if you tell your neighbors, do me a favor, guys, stand over here by the wall, by the third wall. It's mutter if they don't know what they're doing standing there.
Why is that?
So says Rashi, shalolodas, mutter. Rashi is going to give one answer. We're going to have two other answers. Mishum asiyas ohel leka lemeimar. You can't say it's an ohel. Why? De ain derech binyan bekach. That's not considered bona. You can't make, if you get 10 people and line them up, oh, I built a wall on Shabbos. That's ridiculous. Right? That's ridiculous. You can't get 10 people, make them line up, and not have a wall. That's crazy. It doesn't matter if it's in a yard, or it doesn't matter if it's my third wall of a sukkah. It doesn't matter. That's not binyan. Aval kli derech binyan bekach. Who? Hilkach, Dof, and Shlish is Usser. Therefore, the third wall's Usser. That's what we said. Now, we didn't explain why. Right, why Shalol Adas? So the Rabbeinu Yonason says, because it's a mechitza that's made b'shogig, the people don't know why they're being used, that's like it's b'shogig, and a mechitza like this is b'shogig, we're makel, and we allow you to carry inside it. Okay, because we have a rule. We started off the daf, and you asked me a question. You're not allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. And I said, of course you are. But the truth is, you're only allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos to make it machmer on you. In other words, If I make a mechitza on Shabbos, I can't use that area, but if I throw into it, I'm chayav for carrying. It comes to be machmir. However, if you make it b'shogeg, then it's mekel. So if they don't know why they're being used, it's b'shogeg. Like b'shogeg, and therefore I can carry in there. You hear this?
Who's shogeg?
Them.
The shogeg
is the people.
But the people are becoming the wall.
It doesn't matter. They're the mechitza. I'm not the mechitza. They're the mechitza. But they're b'shogeg. That's exactly the point. They can't know why they're being used. If they don't know why they're being used, it's like it's b'shogeg. And therefore, it's mutter to carry in there.
Were they
totally
idiots?
What?
They're totally
idiots. They're idiots.
Exactly. Now.
Stand up, line up. Don't move for the next 2 hours. I want to have my lunch. Why not?
Taurus Chaim gives another answer. And he says, if they don't know why they're being there, they have no incentive to remain there. Right? If they know they're helping somebody, they'll stay. If they have no idea why they're being used, they have no incentive to stay. If they have no incentive to stay, you can't get a more awry than that. Right? It's such an awry thing. They have no... Any minute, they can just pick up and go home.
You won't let them.
What?
You won't let them.
You can't stop them. The
what
point
are you
is...
Tell them?
What are you going to tell them?
No, we're right? Waiting for the other guy.
Now, an awry, you're much more cool as if it's awry. Right? If it's kavua, you're a big... How can you make a kavua mechitz on Shabbos? If it's awry, it's not... So if they don't know, then it's awry. And therefore, it's mutter. Now, wait a minute. Back to the Gemara. Vahad Rav Nechemya bereid the Rav Achaniloi l'dat hava. Wasn't that? Didn't he know? Funny question. So Gemara says, no. Shalom midas hava. Nobody knew. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Rav Chista mihavi l'dat hava. Rav Chista knew. So Gemara says, well, Rav Chista lo shalom in a minyan hava. He wasn't part of the group. He was orchestrating this. He's allowed to know. Someone has to know.
But you knew that the tchum extended to that.
Correct.
But they had no idea why they were going.
Correct. Correct. Okay. I'll tell you, it's very simple. Because the student was a guest. His tchum ended in the middle of the city. But everybody else was a resident of the city, so they had the whole city. It's a very simple answer. So he couldn't go past that street. But everyone else had the whole city for tchum. So they told him, he went over there, he's walking, he's thinking and learning, he went outside the tchum, he's stuck, he's a half hour outside his tchum, what do we do? So Rav Chista said, get a bunch of guys, go over there and bring him back in. They can't know why they're going. They can't know. Once they know, it's a problem. Rav Chista knew. Of course Rav Chista knew. Rav Chista wasn't one of those guys.
It's crazy. You say the Rosh Hashiva wants you to stand here for 10 minutes.
Exactly. Why? You can't ask questions on the Rosh Hashiva. Okay. Hanu b'nei Ganana, there were these gardeners, these gardeners, they left the water in the street, so they wanted to go get the water. So they did this whole shtick. They got a bunch of chevra to go surround the water and bring the water, carry the water back in. Right? So Nagde Shmuel. Shmuel said, you can't do this. Im Amru Shalom Midas, if then Yomru Ladas. If they say that, if they didn't know about it, they'll come to know about it. In other words, this is a very spare heter, they don't want to use it for non-people. Hanuziki, there were these jugs, the Havi Shadai and Baristika, the Mechuza, Rava left them in the street, in Mechuza. So Bahadi the Asi Rava, Mifrake, Elihu Nihile. So they did this, they surrounded it to bring the jugs back into the house. The next week, same thing happened. Boya Linu, they wanted to do it again, but Asar Luhu. He said you can't do it. Now they know. The first week you could pull this stunt. Now everyone knows. Right? So now Rav said, no, you can't do it anymore. Levi, Ayule, Tivna. Levi did it with straw. Ziiri, Aspasta. Ziiri did it with some kind of, what's Aspasta? Different kind of straw. And Ritziri, Barachia, Maya. He did it with water. Okay? Good. Next. Misha Yatza Barishos. If somebody leaves his tchum with permission, why are you leaving with permission? The doctor said they have to go deliver the baby. So you got permission. You don't say, well, I can't go outside my tchum. I'm stuck over here. Let the woman's going to die. That's ridiculous. You can go. Or to get aegis on the new moon. Or some other tzorech. The soldiers are coming. Right? So all these things are with permission. The Amrulo, Akvarnasa Maisa. On the way, She already had the baby. Someone, there was a local doctor. They didn't know. The baby's healthy. Everyone's healthy. The mother's healthy. It's all good. Now you're stuck over here. So, the mission says, Yesh lo apayim ala l'chol ruach. You don't have to stuck in Dalai Lamas over here. You left with a good reason, a reshus. You get 2,000 amas from your spot.
You can't go back to where you came.
We're going to see in the Gemara you can. Im haya besoch ha-tchum, if you're still in the middle of the tchum, ki'ilu lo yat, it's as if you never left. Right? What? The Gemara's going to ask that question. Kol hayotim lahatil, anytime you leave for an emergency, to save somebody, to do a hatala, chozer in limkoman, you can go back. Yeah. You see that coincidence? The Daviomi coincidence? Today is Hatzalah Barakah. You see that? Unbelievable. Now, what does that mean if you're within your tchum? It's as if you never left. Amar Rabba, Hachik Amar. Here's what it means. If you're within your own tchum, k'ilo yatza mitoch beisodami. Right? It's as if you never left your house. So, pshita, not obvious. David asked, not obvious. Ma d'tema, I would have said, ha'ova akar akar. I would have said, no. Maybe you went over here 1,000 amos. Your new 2,000 begin over here. I wouldn't say that. Since you're within your original 2,000, you can go back to your house.
Why would you think that?
I don't know why you think
Shabbos,
that.
It wasn't that.
I know. Here's what it means. If the tchum that the chachamim gave you now is swallowed up in your original tchum, it's as if you didn't leave your original tchum. What does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean?
They overlap.
Is that the first thing they overlap? Was that the first answer? Right? Was that the first answer that they overlap? What's the second answer? And the Gemara asks, "Bye bye, come in, Flugi." So my Savar, Rav Shimi holds, "Hablas Tchum and Milsehi." Swallowing up the Tchum is something. It counts. My Savar, Rabbi held, "Lav Milsehi." It's nothing. Right? So Rashi says, "Given, I'm not sure what the case is though. If the new Tchum, is there a picture in there? I can't imagine.
Yeah, there is.
There is." If the new tchum is within the 2,000 of your old tchum, you can go back home. That's obvious, right? What mean the new tchum? If when they stopped you and said, no, she had the baby already. Everyone's healthy. If you're within your original 2,000, you can go back home. That's obvious, right?
Yeah.
That's obvious.
The picture is, it's an overlap.
What if...
Once you go in there, you'll not return.
No, only to the tchum. So what if so I think you went 3,000 beyond your tchum. You're in your house. Tchum is at your house. You can't go past, you can't go 1 foot out of your house. You went 2,000 hours, you could. You went 3,000. You're not within your tchum. But you're within 2,000 of your new tchum. That's okay. Then you can go back home. Right? What? That's what Simi said. If you left, you're beyond 2,000 of your tchum, you're going to deliver the baby, you're 3,000 amos away now from your house, and they told you, no, she had the baby already. So you're within, what? So I would have thought, well, the Mishnah said you get 2,000 amos from your spot. That's what the Mishnah said. So if I get 2,000,
the
Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara is going to ask, what's that coming to add?
That's Hatzalah.
Forget that answer.
Giving a baby is Hatzalah.
No. The Gemara is going to say it's not. The Gemara is going to say it's not. The Gemara tomorrow is going to say something else.
Being an age from a new moon.
Yeah, because otherwise it's the same thing.
Exactly.
So it's something different. Well, that's tomorrow.
Being an age from a new moon is not Hatzalah.
It's not Hatzalah.
Ah,
Hatzalah.
The case. The first case is a reshus. It could be being an age for a new moon. That's not Hatzalah. That's being a witness. The last case is
not
Tzala.
We already have that already.
The Gemara says, if you leave with permission, it says, Kigon, Rashi, Kigon. Leilas HaChodesh, Olahatzel Min HaGayas, Umina Nahar, from the soldiers, O Chachama Haba'a Leilet, or a midwife. They're coming to give a, right? Hatzala. What the last line means, let it go. It means something different. The Gemara is going to say, it can't mean delivering a baby, because that's already in the first one. So it means something different. So you have 2,000 amas. You go another 1,000. I would have thought I start my residence by the third thousand, and now I can walk 2,000. I'm still 1,000 miles away from my house. Comes along with Shimon, you can go home now. Why? Because you're within the tchum of your old original tchum. You're within 2,000 of your original tchum.
But if you go 5,000,
what if we're 10,000? Right?
That we had that submission too. I don't want to pull a Seth, but that's an argument between Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Akiva.
So that was when someone took you out.
They went to the Eitz HaChodesh.
Who was that?
No, they took you out.
Where was that?
The Mishnah Tov.
Well, last week?
Not now, last week.
Oh, a different Mishnah. All right, so I don't know. I'm not that. I don't know. We'll look at that Mishnah and see what it says over there. Tomorrow's daf, the Gemara's going to mention.
They're all sitting together.
That's tomorrow's daf. The Gemara's going to talk about that case. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to get there. All right? Just 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. Amalei Abayla Rabba. Va'alo tisper that I've lost tchum and milsehi. Don't you hold that such a thing is true? That what? That it's swallowed up? Ma ilu shavas b'ma arosha b'sochar b'as alpayim. What if you're within the cave? In the cave, it's a funny case. In the cave, there's 4,000 amos. The Algaga, pachos me'arbat sapayim amos. But above ground, less than 4,000. Why? Because the cave has more space underneath than the top does. Lo nimta mahalach is kula, v'ruhutala alpayim amos. Don't you agree that you can walk the whole 4,000 underneath? So what do you see? Everyone holds from this concept of havla. A malay, v'lo shani lach. V'lo shani lach bein hecha de Shabbos ba'avir mechitos b'bodyom v'hecha de lo Shabbos avir mechitos b'bodyom. You can't compare where you started off that way on Shabbos began to where you didn't start off that way on Shabbos began. If you started off that way on Shabbos began, you're in a cave and it's more space than on top. Why? Because it's dug out. Of course, yeah. Here, that's not what happened. You voluntarily went up to go save the baby. So if you did that, you don't get all that space back. Okay? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.